Voting in Australia has been compulsory since 1924, and despite years of debate, the practice is now commonly accepted. But there are murmurs of opposition. Dominic Cairnsdale has this report.
Well, I'm trying to make a point that I refuse to have any part of the polling process. Voting. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Meet Douglas Leonard Turnbull. He declined to vote in the 2012 Queensland state election and as a result was slapped with a fine he refuses to pay. Douglas says he is a conscientious objector, but his refusal to pay the fine has landed him in court. Nonetheless, he stands by his reasoning. Douglas also points to his opposition of the privatisation of state assets, but also holds a view that many in society share, and that is whether elected politicians represent their community or the respective party.
Democracy we have in this country is like through representative democracy, where you elect a representative for your area or state, whatever. But the problem is there, they are beholden to the party line.
Douglas isn't the only one opposed to compulsory voting.
I see compulsory voting as diluting the considered vote.
Philip Livingston is the secretary of Compulsory Voting Not, a group affiliated with Friends of Democracy. He says that people who vote purely because they have to distort the result and should not be made to vote if their other interests in life take precedence.
Not everyone in society are interested in political issues. I don't think this is a controversial thing to say. And I think it's a mistake for people to say that those who aren't interested in politics are... we had a previous senator who once called them morons, but people who are, you know, people have their own reasons and have their own issues in life and concerns and all that, and it's, to me, it's very understandable that you can have about a half or a third of people who just have other interests in life.
Philip is concerned about the quality of political debate and discussion that is created by compulsory voting. By forcing people to vote, Philip says politicians are forced to make promises they can't keep and decisions that may not actually be in the national interest.
With compulsory voting, the major parties insist on it not for necessarily noble reasons. One reason they insist on it is they don't have to spend a lot of energy on getting out the vote, as happens in America and in Britain. And another reason that I've gone into is if you force in the people who don't otherwise vote, you're very much appealing to the lowest common denominator, and then ads become very simplistic. You know, you're offering people tax breaks or you're offering people more welfare, and I don't think this is really healthy for a democracy. I think voting is better and elections are better if only people who are interested in affairs, in political affairs, are the ones who make the decisions.
Moreover, Philip says compulsory voting lowers the standards of our politicians, with some Australians vouching for the candidates they see most on TV or who happen to have the biggest campaign funds.
Let's say it's 45% of the voters would not vote if they were not forced to. These people just do not think much about it at all. They have their other interests. And when they are forced into the polling booth and end up voting for the Coalition or for the Labor Party, what they're doing, they're voting for candidates who have exposure, who have presence in the media, and also who can afford to run ads. And these are mostly the only people that these otherwise non-voters are aware of.
As for Douglas, he intends to stick by his principles when he goes to court next week, even if it results in a fine.
Well, I'll obviously be found guilty. I realise that. And when the fine or whatever is read out, I'm going to refuse to pay it.
Dominic Cairnsdale reporting.